प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। See your fortune and share happiness with others. Today's point. Nowadays, the whole world is in one form of worry or another form. From the moment they wake up, they have one worry or another about themselves, their family, their business, their friends and relatives, etc. Whereas all of you begin the day at Amrit Vela by becoming carefree emperor, Befikr Badshah, and you carry out every task as a carefree emperor. We begin our day as kings. People begin their day as beggars. We begin our day as donors. People begin their day as pleaders. As devotees, asking, beseeching, begging. So the start of the day it's so magnificent, so beautiful. Baba says you are carefree emperor. The world is drowned in the ocean of worries, sorrow, suffering, misery, pain, anguish, anxiety, fears, uncertainties. You also live in the same world, but there is a shift in your consciousness. This psychological shift, this spiritual shift makes you different from them. You are carefree emperor. There are two types of lives. One is the life of necessity, another is the life of abundance, excess. Necessity means you have necessary things and you are living. But that's a dead life. This is a life of opulence, richness, abundance, excess, where you have everything which is necessary. On top of that, you have abundance with you. For example, there is a peacock. Peacock can walk, eat, drink. Feathers are not needed for its existence to survive. But peacocks, feathers are there for beauty, for joy, for colors, for dancing. That's a life of abundance. But that is not needed for survival, flying. They can fly, but I'm talking of survival. That is an abundance, access. Birds, they have beaks. If you tie the beak, they can still survive. Ours is not the dry, arid, barren land. Our life is rich, lush green. Greenery galore. We enjoy. Our enjoyment is subtle, deep, profound. It consists of songs, poetries, dance. Baba says, keep on singing the songs of your achievements. Compose poetries of joy of your treasure. Dance, have gyan dance. Gyan dance is an energy dance. One is aerobic exercise, that is exercise. It makes you perspire. Stretching, muscles training, a resistance exercise, and bodybuilding. Painful. But this dance is a carefree dance. You can move your hand anywhere, where you want. You can do anything, whatever you want. This is the dance of joy. This is the dance of ecstasy. This is the dance of melody. You just enjoy, rejoice. This is the dance of rapture. Paramananda. Extreme joy. But does the joy stay all the time? This consciousness, the moment we forget, the joy disappears. The song disappears. So Baba says, you are constantly carefree emperor. From the time you wake up in the morning till night, you are carefree emperor. You don't have any money, but you walk as if you are an emperor, Padshah. There was one Ramatirth from Punjab, Swami Ramatirth. He had gone to America. He used to address himself as Badshah Ram. Even the president of America had come to see him. He used to address himself as a third person, as a Badshah. I am the king. People used to worry he doesn't have anything. He is a fakir from India. And he calls himself Badshah. Because he used to say, I don't need anything. in today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, if you want to pull others out of quicksand, you yourself should be out of that quicksand, out of that mud. And for that, your stage should be one of ignorant of desires, Icha Matram Avidya. Desire to wear these clothes and that cloth and eat this food and that food. You are in vanva, exile. You are in exile. So, Ramatirtha used to say, I am Badshah. I don't need anything. That was the intoxication of a sannyasi. Intoxication of a brahmachari. I don't need anything. Go away. So carefree emperor means the perishable objects of this world do not attract me nor please me. I am above them. There are two types of people in this world. Those who vibrate at a low vibrations, low frequency, and those who have very high frequency vibrations. These people are always sorrowful, unhappy, and those who vibrate at a very high frequency, they are ecstatic, rapturous, always blissful. Just as science says, what is the difference between things? Things operate at low frequency and things operate at higher frequency. What is the difference between soul and body? Body is something which is operating at a low frequency. The same thing when it operates at a very higher frequency, it is called soul. Everything is same, science says, whether spirit and matter. Matter is something which is operating at a higher frequency. Matter, spirit is something which is operating at higher frequency. And matter is something which is operating at a low frequency. Just there is a difference in the frequencies. In the similar manner, there are people who are operating at a low frequency. They eat low frequency food. They have low frequency lifestyle. They have low frequency thoughts, low frequency aims, belief systems, fears. And there are people who are living at an extremely higher frequency, behels, unlimited. They can look beyond themselves. They think of others. They think of the world. The sphere of consciousness has increased. So carefree emperor, it doesn't mean that you are not careful. You are extremely meticulous. And yet, there is no stress, there is no tension. You are flowing like a river, like a meandering river. All the time. So this is a stress-free life. But that doesn't mean that we don't have challenges. We have all the challenges in the world. Rather, we are more capable of handling challenges than others. All the challenges, all the obstacles, all the difficult situations of life. All the ups and downs, vicissitudes of life. All the ordeals, trials and tribulations of life. All the test papers that come across our way. All the hurdles, the barriers, people create around us. In spite of everything, the path is rosary. The path is rosy. Why? Because we know who we are and who is with me and who is protecting me, who is my canopy. Let the world do what they want to do. In the recent Sunday's Murli, Baba had said, the bestower of fortune is with you, Bhagya Vidata. No soul has the power to shake your fortune. Atma's power, soul's power is not that much that can shake your fortune. You are that powerful. So I am in my own autopilot mode of self-intoxication. Outside there is hectic activity and seva. Inside there is utter calmness. And yet intense tapasya going on at the same time. This is such a different balance than the ordinary. You feel that these persons are working in the ordinary manner. There is nothing extraordinary about them. We also eat, they also eat. They also talk, we also talk. We also do seva, they also do seva. We also sleep, they also sleep. They are absolutely ordinary like us. But they are situated at an extremely higher frequency somewhere. Everything on the surface, everything which is on the surface, inside all that, there is a perfect calmness. Outside, on the circumference, all activities are going on. Seva, eating, drinking, moving along, talking with people, connections, relationships, giving lectures, listening lectures, doing exercise, what else? Moving around, playing, dancing, games, picnic, fighting. So everything is there going on the surface. And yet, deep within there is a point of seclusion. Deep within there is a point of total detachment. Deep within there is a sense of utter non-attachment. It appears on the surface they are ordinary beings, but they are not ordinary. They are disguised as ordinary being, but inside outside they are appearing busy, but inside they are calm. Outside they appear busy, but inside they have no work, carefree. So what is carefree life? How do you define? Carefree means what? Befikr means what? No worry, no tension, no stress. But that doesn't mean that you are not working. That doesn't mean that you are careless. That doesn't mean that you are not meticulous in your tasks. That doesn't mean that you are irresponsible, unaccountable, lackadaisical in your attitude. You are absolutely accountable. Responsible, you take the wheels on your shoulders, and yet carefree. This is a very good life, perfect balance, but it doesn't come so easily. It doesn't come hands down. It's a long, arduous effort. The task is uphill. The path treacherous. shaky, perilous. Every moment is a moment of danger. And yet you walk, and you walk alone. You don't want any worldly partners, worldly friends. You walk alone on this treacherous, perilous, shaky, wavery, trembling path. Just with the faith that the supreme power, the supreme providence is with me, and I walk, I walk, I walk. The poet says, two ways diverged in the woods. I took the one less traveled, and that has made all the difference. Woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. I have miles to go. But the journey becomes beautiful when God is your friend. The journey becomes beautiful, but when inside you practice a lot of soul consciousness. The journey becomes beautiful when there is an extreme self-control. In fact, when you start living the life of exile, self-control comes to you. Vanva. I do not want ornaments and decorative clothes or delicious food or all those luxuries. Baba says, yours is a life of exile. Live the life of tapasya. The more you move towards tapasya, the less you want, the happier you become. The more you want, unhappy you become. I don't need anything. This is a very powerful thing. The lesser the wants, the happier the life. In fact, the most worried people in the world are those who have everything at their disposal. They have all servants and they have luxuries and everything, and yet they are unhappy. They can't sleep at night. It's so difficult for them. They suffer from insomnia. Sleeplessness, it's an international disorder. People can't sleep. They stay awake looking at the ceiling, looking at the fan, looking out of window, worried, thinking. Very difficult for them to sleep. Sleeping is a difficult job. While sleeping is not a thing to be done, it comes on its own to a laborer who works the whole day and he falls off to sleep so nicely without any effort. He is not bothered. Have you seen those people who sleep at the railway station? The trains are coming and trains are going. They are unaffected, not disturbed. Ask a millionaire to go and sleep there. He will get disturbed by all those horns, noises of the train. But have you seen a beggar how nicely he is sleeping there? Undisturbed. He has no business. People are shouting. The vendors are screaming. People are moving here and there. Luggages, trains coming and trains going. But there are beggars who are sleeping nicely. Because they don't have anything. They don't have fear that somebody will take away something from them. So it is the fear that leads to sleeplessness. It is the anxiety which leads to lack of sleep. Walk the whole day. Sleep is the result of the hard work. If you are not working hard throughout the day, how can you get sleep? Whether it is a mental work or physical work, but you must work. We are karma yogis. We are not born to just sit. So work hard and yet carefree. Do intense tapasya, yet carefree. Be extremely active, yet carefree. Walk on the dangerous path, yet carefree. Do everything, all sevas, and yet carefree. Don't run away, don't become an escapist, but neither an workaholic. Baba says the balance. Balance is the word. To strike a balance. Avoid excesses. Choose the middle path. Buddha called his path Madhyam Nikaya. Majlim Nikaya. The middle path. So, at Amrit Vela, remember who you are. Who I am? Befikar Badshah. Carefree Emperor. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. See your fortune and share happiness with others. Nowadays, the whole world is in one form of worry or another form from the moment they wake up. They have one worry or another about themselves, their family, their business, their friends and relatives, etc. Whereas all of you begin the day at Amrit Vela by becoming carefree emperors, and you carry out every task as a carefree emperor. Om Shanti.